Congressmember Kathy Castor, I'd like to thank you for joining us on WMNF.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on.
And what can you say about the latest news that we're hearing that the state of Florida fired the person who was in charge of the data for COVID-19? What's the importance of something like that happening?
This revelation is outrageous and it's dangerous. Because if we're going to contain COVID-19, we need all data and information on where infections are happening, what kind of tests are being administered, who's in the hospital, and unfortunately, who is dying and where they're dying. And Florida had built a nationally renowned dashboard that had all of the relevant data that was available for scientists and public health experts and the public. And it's just astounding that the state of Florida would move to fire the data scientist because she spoke out and said, we need to be transparent. We need to be posting all relevant data. When they tried to remove some of the data, she raised concerns, and then they fired her.
The governor's office says that she was fired because she was insubordinate and she didn't get authorization for not removing these data. Do you find that explanation sufficient?
I do not. And the governor, Governor DeSantis yesterday also said something that I thought was beneath our governor. He said, well, she just needs a break. Maybe she's tired and needs a break. And I thought that was rather condescending. And we really need to be working together and ensuring all of the data is available. And what's happened here, now we have an unfortunate pattern at the highest levels of the state of Florida, the Department of Health and the governor's office, that we really need accurate information during a pandemic. But here's the pattern. They had originally kept hidden a lot of the nursing home data on infections and death rates. And thanks to public outcry, they finally did better and released data on that. It's been hard to get information about infections in our prison system. The state of Florida also started to redact and remove information reported by our medical examiners across the state. The medical examiner reports are public records, and the governor's office sought to hide a lot of those records. And now, on the heels of all that, this courageous data scientist said, no, I'm not going to take down some of the important data. That's the wrong call, she said. And instead of listen to her, they have demoted her, and now it appears they fired her for that reason.
So all of this begs the question, do you think that Florida is making its reopening decisions based on science and public health data or based on politics?
You see, this really complicates the matter. It appears that, especially here in the Tampa Bay area, we've done very well, and I think that's due to consistent messaging. Our local leaders came out decisively early on, encouraging folks to stay home, and many people understood this, and thanks to the citizens around here, they understand what's at stake. But if we don't have the correct data on infections and testing, hospitalizations, disparities, and deaths, people are not going to be comfortable going back to work, going back to school one day, or going out in the public.
If you look at the dashboard that this whistleblower created lately, over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, it looks like there's some variation, but pretty much the steady level of number of new infections. The number really isn't declining that much. Do you think that Florida is reopening too quickly?
It appears from the CDC guidelines where they advise that you want to have a decline in infection rates, you want to have a decline in cases and mortality, that we're not quite there yet. That's why the public health reporting is so important in this day and age. People will make those determinations about how frequently to go out, whether to go back to work based on the facts. And it's so unwise to hide this data from the public at this time. It's going to make it more difficult. People are not going to have the confidence to go back to work and go shopping and go out. So it's completely unfortunate. It's just not smart.